The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kujobaka, and look now at our stories. The African Center for Energy Policy, ACEP, has supported proposals to privatize the Electricity Company of Ghana. According to the Executive Director of ACEP, Ben Boache, the ECG has failed to ensure the efficient distribution of power, thereby plunging the country into darkness. He explained that the lack of effectual collection of bills and failure to address leakages have rendered the company less liquid to run its operations. He spoke on Joy News.
The bottom line is that there isn't enough generation. And how does a lack of generation or inadequate generation arise? It arises because ECG is not collecting enough revenue. It arises because ECG's collection is abused, it's not transparently utilized, and therefore we don't get enough money to buy fuel. That is the bottom line. We shouldn't run away from those fundamental issues of lack of liquidity, which is occasioned by ECG's inefficiency, to be able to raise enough revenue to give to the generators, to buy fuel and run the generators. And the way to deal with it is to get the private sector in there. And that's the only way you can even make PURC a relevant.
Ben Boache is the executive director for ACEP. More on power stories. Government has revealed that it has made significant progress on the terms for restructuring debt owed independent power producers. Government is hopeful that development could see a deal being signed with IPPs on how the payments will be made going forward. Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, who disclosed this in Washington, D.C., USA, at a news conference, said the agreement would also help resolve the current crisis facing the sector.
I can tell you that in the next 1 month, we should be signing off with the IPPs on the restructuring of our debts. And once the shortfalls are reduced, we should be working towards bringing the sector into financial sustainability in line with the energy sector recovery program. And so this is what I can tell you about the energy sector shortfall. The rating agencies are independent of us, but they do engage us.
You heard Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam speaking at a news conference in Washington, D.C. on the sidelines of the IMF World Bank Spring meetings. And we've got to stay a while longer there because the IMF is upbeat about the growth potential of the economy. The fund is set to revise its growth outlook for the economy again, with growth for next year averaging around 5%, up from the initial 4%. This is higher than government's 3% for 2025 as captured in this year's budget. Stefan Rode is IMF Mission Chief for Ghana.
Clearly, growth has surprised us to the upside. You remember that we started the program, we had an expectation for 2023 growth of 1.5%. We would then revised it to 2.3, I think, and then now we have the final number is 2.9. So clearly, we are surprised to the upside. Growth is doing better than what we were expecting, and this is going to prompt us to revise growth up compared to what we had in the program for 2024. I cannot mention the exact numbers now because the agreement is at referendum. It is under review, but we will see in the staff report eventually that the growth number for 2024 will be higher. Inflation in the other direction, but the good direction, which is that inflation at the end of the year in 2023 was lower than what we were envisaging also.
Stefan Rode is IMF Mission Chief for Ghana. Still on the IMF, the head of the African Department at the Fund, Abebe Selassie, has stressed the need for developing countries like Ghana to improve domestic revenue collection to reduce the over-reliance on loans.
The general political constraint of taxation always being a very difficult endeavor for any government requires some political capital. We do see in many countries of extensive tax expenditures. That is, companies, entities benefiting from tax exemptions advocate for governments to reduce these favors that are being done for some companies and not others. So I think that also would have the added beneficiary effect of showing that there's a lot of equity in the tax system, enticing other people to pay.
Abebe Selassie is the director for the African Department at the International Monetary Fund, speaking there. And we've got to stay a while longer on the economy because former Finance Minister Seth Chepe is casting doubts over the ability of the economy to withstand shocks after recent claims of stability. Mr. Chepe's concerns are coming at a time there are warnings that rising crude oil prices could derail current economic recovery. He's also raising concerns about improved economic outlook for the country from next year. Now, he's been speaking to Joy Business in Washington, D.C.
Let's look at the numbers. Debt, 2026, I believe also, according to the, fund documents and the rest, our debt is still going to be 86%.
It's high.
Exactly, that's my point.
But the fund is saying that these assumptions were based on old numbers and they are going to revise all of them.
I think we should be complex. I believe in the last few days, we have been told, since the managing director came to Ghana, we have been told, that our debt will be 86%, right, by 2026, 2027, right? Where were we in 2016? Is 87% going to give us access to the financial markets again, from which we are blocked, right? So now, another measure. The main measure for success, and I'm going to wait again and look at it, for success is the primary balance. What is primary balance? And I've been making this point. Primary balance is non-interest expenditure minus revenue. So
former Finance Minister Seth Tekpe in that interaction with my colleague George Yafe. Now, back home in Ghana, the managing director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Abinamwa, has disclosed that all the necessary processes have been completed with the Securities and Exchange Commission to launch the commercial paper market. The launch will enable companies to raise funds from the local bears in a short-term period. Speaking to Joy Business, Ms. Amwa said the move is part of measures to diversify activities on the bears to attract more companies.
So we are about to launch our commercial paper market. The commercial paper market allows companies to raise short-term loans, so 270 days and lower. And that is a product that, in fact, the market has been asking for. And so we are very excited that we finally have the nod from our regulator to come to market.
Managing Director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Abinamwa. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Stakeholders in the agricultural sector have encouraged the cultivation of citrus and fruit juice to help export the product for more foreign income. Now, citrus and fruit juice is estimated to earn the country over $300 million every year through export. This could be the drive for economic transformation for the country if the enormous opportunities within the sector are given the needed credit support. My colleague James Ishen has more in this report.
The fruits and vegetables industry is one of the biggest and diverse economic sectors in the world and occupies more land than coffee, cocoa, sugar, and soy. The industry covers key export commodities and offers great potential for contributing to Ghana's efforts at enhancing non-traditional export economy and facilitating the domestic food processing subsector. Meanwhile, the sector is faced by a myriad of challenges. Key among these challenges are seasonality of fruit production due to inability to produce all year round, lack of irrigation facilities to address drought, and prolong the season. These local investors and experts engaging Joy Business say Ghana could lead in the emerging fruit and juices industries with potentials like coconut water and coconut milk. They say the country can be earning over $1.5 billion annually and also create a sustainable job of over 800,000 in the value chain. James Ishan's report for Joy Business.
Time now for your pension tip on Money Lab, and we've shed more light on Tier 3 pension schemes.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransom Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our previous episode, we discussed retirement planning. Today, we will be talking about the birth of the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana. The introduction of the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana, as mandated by the National Pensions Act 2008, Act 766, was a strategic response to address several key challenges and enhance the overall efficiency and effectiveness of the pension system in the country. Some primary reasons behind the adoption of the three-tier pension schemes are, one, a comprehensive retirement coverage. The existing pension scheme had structural gaps, leaving various working segments without adequate coverage. To address this, a three-tier pension scheme was introduced, offering diverse pension options tailored to different employment types and income levels for a more inclusive approach. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Money Lab. Till we come your way again, please remember to plan well and retire well.
Ransford Mantikole is the head of new business advisory at Enterprise Trustees with today's edition of Pension Tip on MoneyLab. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection and EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Talking about EcoBank, let's take some message from them. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians do not know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime, and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Always a pleasure serving you. Ignition is next.